I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Thursday, January 30th. An armed robbery at a local Quincy convenience store is under investigation. Police say two men held up the neighborhood variety store on East Howard Street in Quincy Point just before 5 yesterday afternoon. Two men, one wearing a hooded sweatshirt and armed with a gun, stole $2,100 in cash from a clerk at the store and then fled in what turned out to be a stolen Honda Pilot. Police used surveillance video to identify the vehicle. The suspects were described as light-skinned black males. No one was hurt. Police are now searching for those suspects. One of the leaders of a large-scale drug trafficking conspiracy operating in and around the South Shore has pleaded guilty to multiple federal drug offenses in federal court in Boston. 27-year-old Giovanni Pina of Brockton pleaded guilty to charges of fentanyl and cocaine possession beginning in January 2021 through at least November of 2021. Pina served as one of the leaders of a large-scale drug trafficking conspiracy that distributed drugs across the South Shore, including in Quincy. Police seized the drugs and guns from a stash house in Weymouth. Pina faces lengthy prison time and hefty fines when he's sentenced. Investigators still working to determine if strong wind gusts are to blame for the deadly collapse of a home under construction in Weymouth that killed a father of two. Officers and firefighters responding to a report of a construction collapse at a single-family home on Vine Street shortly before noon on Tuesday learned that one person was trapped in the rubble and requested assistance from a technical rescue team. The victim, 29-year-old Mario Diaz Obando from Fall River, was unconscious and suffering from serious injuries when he was pulled from the collapse and rushed to South Shore Hospital. He died from his injuries. Mario was a father of two children, a 4-year-old and an 8-year-old, who are currently in their home country of Ecuador. Four other people working on the home escaped the collapse without help. The strongest winds of the day were reported at Logan Airport between 11 a.m. and noon, with a gust hitting 63 miles per hour. Shortly before the collapse in Weymouth, scaffolding was toppled over at a construction site on Washington Street and Edison Street in Quincy. No one was hurt there. Both incidents are under investigation by the Occupational Safety and Health Administration. A paraprofessional is on leave after allegations of inappropriate relationships with Hull High School students came to light yesterday morning. Students enrolled at Hull High School, it is unclear the ages of the students or how many were potentially impacted. According to its website, the South Shore Educational Collaborative is a 501c3 that helps students and adults diagnosed with a wide range of intellectual, educational, emotional, social, physical, and/or medical challenges. The collaborative's website stated that it partners with schools throughout the area and employs roughly 275 specialized professionals. The Hull Police Department is investigating independently, and the state's Department of Children and Families. The paraprofessional is on leave pending those investigations. The Quincy Zoning Board of Appeals has unanimously approved of a proposal for a new condo development across from the Adams Birthplaces in South Quincy. The board this week approved the plans for the 4-story, 9-unit condo building with 18 parking spaces at 10 Independence Avenue. The new building will replace a 1-story auto repair shop. O'Connell Development has lowered the height of the building by a little over 2 feet. However, Sweeney Brothers Home for Funerals and the Adams National Historical Park are still pushing for a 3-story building. Sweeney Brothers has hired an attorney, and the case may end up in land court. The planning board has previously approved that project unanimously. Aspire Health Alliance will be relocating their mental health treatment facility from Quincy Avenue to the former Compass Medical Building on Miller Street in West Quincy. Zoning Board this week unanimously approved of Aspire's plans to rent the former Compass Medical Building that closed when Steward Healthcare went bankrupt in 2023. Aspire is formerly South Shore Mental Health. They'll be relocating their treatment center to the four-story building and providing both inpatient and outpatient services. Officials said there will be 24-hour staff and security at the facility, and that a handful of patients may be staying overnight during their treatment. The building was constructed in 2012, and Aspire will be renting it for at least 10 years. Well, Massachusetts is back on top when it comes to educating children. The National Assessment of Educational Progress, or so-called Nation's Report Card, found students here are outperforming their counterparts around the country in math and reading. Massachusetts has always done well on the tests, but this year's results represent a sweep despite lingering issues like the pandemic and equity. Governor Healey and others touted the new scores that indicate 4th and 8th graders scored best in the nation when it comes to math and reading. The test found that in reading, 4th graders scored 246 and 8th graders 283. In math, the younger kids finished with 225 and the older ones at 268. The test is scored from 0 to 500. The high scores are an accomplishment, but issues remain with scores still below what they were before the pandemic. The latest MCAS data from 2023 and 2024 shows English language arts scores down across all levels compared to the previous year. Equity in school districts across the Commonwealth remains a problem that officials say is reflected in those test results. CVS Pharmacy announcing the release of its new CVS Health app, which the pharmacy chain says will help make healthcare more accessible, affordable, and convenient. The app is the successor to the CVS Pharmacy app and is one of CVS's new initiatives to improve its healthcare experience. Designed to become a single app for consumers to manage their healthcare, the app features new technologies, including the ability to manage prescriptions for the entire family across CVS Pharmacy stores, CVS Caremark mail orders, and CVS specialty pharmacies. The ability for extra care customers to use the CVS Health app to open locked display cabinets for easier access to merchandise, and an enhanced AI-powered search that helps consumers locate products, services, and information from across CVS Health and select third-party content providers. Many of the enhancements to the app were underway throughout 2024, and the app will continue adding new capabilities and features this year that'll make it even more convenient, affordable, and simple for consumers to access the care they need, according to a statement from the company. The new feature allowing customers to open locked display cabinets has been available at 3 CVS locations in New York City as part of a pilot program and will soon be available on the West Coast. It has not yet been announced when that new feature will become available at New England pharmacy locations. The Dana-Farber Cancer Institute's mammography van will be at the Kennedy Center in Quincy today. Mammograms will be offered from 8 a.m. to 4:15 p.m., but pre-registration is required. Call 617-632-1974. The van is hosted in conjunction with the City of Quincy Health Department. A check of business news this morning, and stocks retreated yesterday. The Dow was down 136. The NASDAQ lost 101. The S&P fell 28. Global stocks mostly rose after the Fed opted not to cut interest rates for the first time since it began trying to help the economy through easier rates back in September. The dollar is down. The euro was down, and oil at $72 a barrel. Sports. Celtics beat Chicago 122-100, and they'll be in New Orleans tomorrow night at 8 against the Pelicans. The Bruins are home tonight at 7 against Winnipeg. Forecast from the National Weather Service today, mainly sunny and cold, the high of 28 degrees. For tonight, clear and a low 18. Tomorrow, rain with mild temperatures in the low 40s. Saturday, partly cloudy, windy, and cold, the high of 32. Sunday, mostly cloudy and a high 33. For the boater, waves about 2 feet, northwest winds 15 to 20, gusting to 25 knots, and a high tide 11:44 a.m. Sunrise 6:58, sets at 4:55. Traffic note, Four River Bridge, scheduled to open at 1 p.m. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Thursday, January 30th.